While the highly sensitive wheeling and dealing was in progress this week in Beijing, envoys were reluctant to discuss specifics for fear of affecting the outcome, so they often spoke in metaphors. Case in point, U.S. Chief Negotiator Christopher Hill on Friday.
We can be cautiously optimistic, but don't want to count our chickens before they hatch.
Hill's North Korean counterpart, Chief Negotiator Kim Kae-kwon, found the U.S. expression an apt way to summarize the talk's progress. Kim agreed with Hill on Friday that it was indeed too early to be counting chickens. South Korean Chief Envoy Chun Yong-woo refused to chicken out when pushed by reporters to comment on the talk's progress. Chun would not comment on when the chickens might hatch, but he did say the envoys were not dealing with unfertilized eggs. After a while, Hill apparently felt the talk of poultry had gone a bit far, and he poked a little fun at himself and his partners.
Well, we're not going to sit on the eggs till they hatch.
Does that mean Hill abandoned the metaphors? He did not. He just turned his attention to another animal.
There's no magic in diplomacy. I mean, whenever you pull a rabbit out of the hat, it's because you've spent a lot of time trying to stuff that rabbit down the hat.
Later, Hill invoked one of his favorite leisure pursuits, American football, and the analogy of the game's often slow, incremental progress toward victory.
It's always 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, and it's always fourth and one. Then you make a first down and do 3 more yards. That's an American football metaphor. I apologize.
What he may have meant was, when dealing with North Korea, it's best not to put the cart in front of the horse. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Beijing.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。